It's April. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
We're hiking up the North Foothills Trail west of US 36 and north of the intersection of 36 and Broadway. We're heading toward Dakota Ridge. Although there's snow on the ground, we're looking for signs of recovery following the Old Stage wildfire on January 7th. That fire was so huge that it burned 3,000 acres and was visible in the eastern part of Boulder County. But already the land is greening up and some flowers are blooming despite the recent snowstorm.
Here's some little blue-green pasture sage leaves that are popping up. They're coming up in areas where the fire has burned through and pretty much removed the dead vegetation, so it gives them more room to grow. And then those nutrients from the fire are pumped into the soil, and it allows these sage plants to grow more quickly.
Here in one of the burned areas, we're seeing yuccas where the bottoms have just been totally charred. They look dead, but their roots go very, very deep, up to 15 feet into the ground. So in a few weeks, these are just going to be gorgeous.
We're still suffering from the Bambi images that we were taught back in the 50s and 60s and maybe 70s of the terrified animals fleeing from the fire. And of course, most of the animals live with wildfire, and the burrowing animals just go under the ground, the deer run to somewhere else. The whole idea of fires being destructive is now not so widely accepted. And in fact, fire is a natural part of this ecosystem, and probably here in the mixed grass prairie, it would burn every 5 to 20 years, you'd get a pretty vigorous fire. And it does help to rejuvenate things. It puts more nutrients back into the soil, and it clears away some of this old thatch, and it allows all sorts of plants to pop up. One species we have here called bird's foot violet, which is considered rare in Boulder County. After some of these fires, you'll see hundreds of these bird's foot violets popping up on the edge of the ponderosa pine zone. So some species actually need the fire for their seeds to germinate.
In a few weeks, a lot more wildflowers will be blooming up here. Along the trail, you should see the white waxy sand lilies and the bright yellow nettles violet. Come back at the end of the month, and it'll be a fairyland.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.